This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 235, recorded Monday, January 26th, 2015, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. To another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
Episode 235, you say?
Yes.
No, I said it.
I did say it before you said it.
Oh.
My saying predated your saying.
Well, I said it first after the music.
Okay.
Well,
you are in nice, warm, I assume sunny Florida?
No. 10 o'clock at night. No sun.
Was it sunny today?
Not really, kind of rainy.
Okay, and the local temperature?
What was it? I think we topped that around 62, 63. We're at 52 right now.
You probably call that cold.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in New York, where we are estimating there will be anywhere between 12 and 36 inches. The conservative estimates are somewhere between 12 and 18, but it depends. The mayor said more. So the mayor is being alarmist. The meteorologists are a little less alarmist. There is a state of emergency. Well, he got slammed last year for not taking snow preparation seriously. So he may have gone the other way. Either way, there is an advisory after 11 p.m. this evening, which is when the show concludes. It will be illegal to be on the street.
No what?
Illegal. Emergency vehicles only.
Let me get this straight. The city of New York
is closed.
Has a curfew due to snow.
Are you all right? You seem to have like a lisp of some kind.
I feel fine.
No, when you say certain letters, it sounds very strange.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's very strange. Anyway, so...
But is that accurate? You have no, curfew
no.
due to snow.
No, because okay. It's, because after 11, it is... Stay in your homes until further notice. A curfew usually ends the following morning. This is stay in your homes until we tell you to come out.
Okay. So, to be clear, the city of New York is under house arrest.
Well, actually, technically you can be on the sidewalk, but they've recommended against it. They said you shouldn't be outside at all. But it is mostly if you are in a vehicle on the road. So the roads are all closed.
Isn't it like a super bad storm? I mean, like, worse than normal? I mean, I don't know what you get up there in New York. It's way too cold for me to even visit, so I don't know.
The estimate, well, you do realize we have summer here sometimes, right?
For 3 weeks?
No, we have many times of year where it is traditionally well above 60. This is winter. Anyway.
Hey, well above 60 does not constitute summer. That constitutes winter.
No, that's spring. Anyway, we can argue about that. Basically, in Florida, not necessarily in your area because I'm told you don't believe in them, but isn't the same thing the case when there is a hurricane warning that they recommend people stay off the roads except for emergency vehicles?
Sure, but it's not illegal. If the hurricane's coming through town, they tell you to get out of town.
Yeah, this is snow where they tell you to stay in your house. If you
said illegal.
It is. If you are found on the road, you will either be at the discretion of the officer who finds you on the road, you will either be A, arrested, B, fined, or let off with a warning, depending on the situation, at the discretion of the officer. The only people who are allowed to be on the roads are people with city IDs.
Alrighty. Well, good luck.
What, you're suggesting that I'm in the midst of Armageddon here or something?
Martial law, maybe.
How is that martial law? They're also suggesting you don't walk around. You could be buried in a snowdrift by a plow. There's a lot of things that could happen to you. And bear in mind, this is from 11 o'clock through when they plow the roads tomorrow. They just haven't announced the time because it's supposed to be snowing pretty badly tomorrow morning.
And if you're on the sidewalk when they plow the road, then you could be buried under 9 feet of snow, which would be like bad for your health, right?
Being buried under snow sounds like it's bad for people's health.
So don't be on the sidewalk and don't be in the street, because then you'll get run over by the snow plows because they can't see you because 8 feet of snow. And if, unless you're over 8 feet tall, they won't be able to see you. So
why do you keep enhancing the amount of snow we have? Admittedly, if they pile it up, it could be 8 feet.
Snow drift, right? I mean, you get snow, you get wind. That's kind of what a blizzard is, right? Snow plus wind.
Yes.
And you are getting a blizzard?
Correct.
So you are getting wind and snow?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems fine, accurate to me.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So what you're telling me is that I should be worried.
I would be. If I don't know why you're still in town. I'd leave.
Because I can't drive anywhere because the roads are closed on threat of arrest.
But they're closed for another hour.
Where would I get in 51 minutes when it's been snowing all day?
I don't know.
You want me to go to the airport?
I don't know. Closed. How far can you get?
Possibly the end of the block.
In an hour?
Maybe a little farther. Maybe down to the highway.
Dude, in an hour, I can get to Georgia.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't. I agree. It's not a good idea to go to Georgia. That's why I live in Florida.
Unfortunately, I have to go to work tomorrow. My company's come up with a solution, though. They're going to have me work. They're going to have me work from here.
Oh, that's not a new solution. My company has me do that all the time.
Yeah, but I remember back when I started with the company, when they needed people in the office during a snowstorm, they would rent a hotel room down the street from the office and have them stay there. Isn't it amazing how technology marches on?
Hey, that's why we're here, right? Oh, question. Are we going off topic early in the show? Should we go to Android news?
Well, I thought we might want to do that. Also, yeah. You know, me reading some Android news might distract me from the fact that for some odd reason it sounds like you have a lisp.
I'm sorry. Maybe I am sick. I don't know.
Maybe it's just a bad connection.
It could be a bad connection.
I will try redialing you before we start the Android news.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you say something that involves an S and a T sound and a TH sound?
I don't know.
Well, you already sound
Microsoft.
Better.
Microsoft.
Either.
Educated. Issue. Oh. Latin America.
You sound better, but you still sound like you have a lisp. Anyway, we'll just go with it.
Maybe I just have an accent.
Haven't you been telling me for years that you don't have an accent?
I know, but I don't know.
Well, admittedly, we got all that lovely mail insisting you did. Oh,
I think it's confirmation bias.
Yes. Us non-accented people. Anyway, Google has commented on the WebKit issue with pre-Android 4.4 systems.
Ooh, can I summarize? Can I summarize?
Summarize away, or thumbalize.
Yeah, this code's like 2 years old. There's millions of lines of code. If we update it ain't going to get on your phone anyway. Install a different browser.
That seems like a good summary.
I thought so.
Talk a bit more. I'm going to see if I can adjust your settings to stop driving me crazy.
I'm sorry.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Yes, that one was on purpose.
Just to annoy me, you pick on the poor, unappreciated co-host. By the way, the post office is closed, so my procrastination about sending you and Kevin McLaughlin a package continues.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, he's doing it just to annoy me, so I'm just going to ignore it. Anyway, apparently educated...
No, at that point, I was not trying to do anything. I was just talking normal. I'm sorry if it came across as a lisp.
Yeah. Apparently, studies claim that you are dumb if you don't use iPhone.
Well, no, that's not what they said.
I just love headlines where they don't exactly say that. Basically,
they took the percentage of... They correlated iPhone usage to standardized test results from public schools, right?
Yep.
Hey, if ever there was a scientific method, I bet that's it. Let's just...
Well, you know the old expression. Correlation
is not causation?
That's the one. But people seem to assume it is. Did you know, Jerry, that 99% of people assume that correlation is causation?
Sure. The noise makes the train go.
Moving along. Google may launch a wireless service this year.
Anyway, that was the example my dad always gave me about correlation and causation. The noise does not make the train go.
So you don't want to talk about Google's wireless service?
It seemed like you got offended at my example of correlation is not causation.
No. What makes you think I got offended? I want to talk about Google and their wireless service.
Bluetooth wireless service.
Would you sign up for that, Sure? It would be on the, it looks like it would be on the Sprint and T-Mobile networks, just like the people over at Ting.
Do I get a gazillion megabits per second data with no cap?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to the people at Google Wireless.
I mean, is there anything, is there any real information about it other than it's Google, yo?
Well, again, Google doesn't necessarily have a profit motive except to get you to use the internet.
Right.
So that sounds like pricing might be favorable.
Maybe, but it's all speculation. There is, like, quite literally no information on this.
So maybe we should stick to Ting.
I'm sticking with Sprint for now.
But Ting is not Sprint. Ting's also T-Mobile. Ting is whatever Ting wants to be.
I'm sure there's a joke there somewhere.
They're every Ting.
Okay.
I couldn't resist. Anyway, moving along. Google Play Editions may be gone forever. There may be no more.
Refresh my memory on what a Google Play Edition device is.
That's a device that they sell as a non-Google Play Edition that they sell with all of the non-Google stuff stripped off of it. So essentially it's like a Nexus device, except it's not made as a Nexus device.
I don't get it.
Okay. Basically, let's say you want to get an HTC One M8.
Okay. Ooh, HTC One. Okay.
Yes. But you don't want to get all of the HTC stuff on it. You want it to be a stock Android experience.
Okay, okay, okay.
They released a Google Play Edition where it was a stock Google experience, but it was an M8.
Okay, so the non-Google Play version, the standard HTC One that I would get from Sprint would be loaded with HTC Sense and Sprint
stuff,
bloatware.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
And they're going to stop selling those.
I guess they weren't very popular.
Without that.
I guess they weren't very popular.
They're not subsidized, right?
No.
There you go.
Neither is the Nexus 6. Did a lot of people buy those things? I don't know.
I did not. But my Nexus 5 is hanging on marvelously. I have no complaints about my Nexus 5.
Well, you know what I just got yesterday?
A Nexus 6?
No, my Nexus 7 just got the Lollipop update.
Is that
late?
Kind of late?
Very. I was wondering where it had been.
Where had it been?
I don't know. No one told me. It just finally showed up.
Good.
I get faster mail from my postal carrier, and I make fun of him all the time.
Ooh, the postal carriers have to go out, don't they?
No.
Snowy.
No, you know that thing about neither rain nor sleet nor dark of night?
Yeah.
My postal carrier doesn't believe in that.
Complete BS, you say?
So I didn't say no postal carrier believes in that. I said my postal carrier doesn't believe in that.
Mm.
I think that he should subsidize me because I end up sorting mail for him. He is forever putting my mail into my neighbor's box and vice versa. Anyway.
Maybe your name? Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
Moving along. Most new Android users are coming from Asia, Latin America, and Eastern Europe, according to AppFlood. I don't know if there's much to say about that. Do you have a perspective, Jerry, as the only one of us who has ever visited Latin America?
I know they use a lot of phones, a lot of cell phones, like more cell phones than you would expect.
Well, there are many countries where, you know, especially Asia, from what I understand, where people don't have computers, they just have phones. And that is their primary digital device.
Yeah, I know in my wife's hometown, people aren't home a lot, you know, where they have computers and stuff.
Why are people not at their home? Isn't that where
they're not working?
I'm not working.
They're working, school, they're socializing, they're playing with, you know.
Are you telling me
stuff?
Americans don't do that?
I would say that.
Okay, so Americans are antisocial loners who spend all their time alone in their house watching TV and using their computers.
Worked for me. I mean, I'm not saying that precisely, but kinda.
Okay. If you do not think that Americans are all antisocial loners who spend all their time inside their house on their computers and watching television, feel free to write us at podcast@androidbuffet.com. Speaking of Android Buffet, Google has updated its branding guidelines on how to name third-party apps. So in addition to their existing policy that it can't be Android Buffet, it must be Buffet for Android, now it cannot be Reddit Sync, it must be Sync for Reddit. So, effective immediately, I think we need to change our name to Buffet for Android.
That's weird.
Well, otherwise we might get in trouble with Google. Somebody might confuse us.
Can we say something like Android de la Buffet?
Android of the Buffet?
Well, that would be something like Buffet Android. So the Android would come second, but because it's in another language, it would be the other.
Maybe. I just don't want to change the logo.
Yeah, I don't either.
We
I
just like got the logo.
It looks nice.
Yep. I'm exploring stickers again, but I procrastinate, so I may not get any. Anyway, no, somebody recommended a sticker shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They print the stickers, you buy them. No money down.
No, I don't. My wife got it. Never mind. Carrying on.
Okay. You need stickers?
No.
Are you
one of those? Stickers of our stuff? That'd be rock, dude.
Are you one of those people who likes putting stickers on their computer? You know, because I go places and I see people with stickers on the back of their laptops.
No, not at all. No. God, no. No.
Yes, well, I was looking and researching this recommended sticker company. Not only do they make, you know, the more traditional, circle, rectangle, square, oval sheets, clear stickers, etc., but they also make skins. Unfortunately, they do not make any Android skins. They do make iPhone skins, which annoys me. But I can get a Kindle
skin.
The sticker that goes on the back of something.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So you can get for only $17, you can get a laptop skin that will fit on a MacBook. Which is what annoys me. I don't have a MacBook. I don't plan on buying a MacBook.
I do.
You plan on buying a MacBook?
No, I have one.
Okay, that's good for you, but what about me?
Well, you can buy a sticker for my MacBook.
Well, so what I will have to do is buy a sticker that will not cover my entire laptop. But I don't like putting stickers on my laptop. I like it to be pure and unadorned.
I do, too. The only thing I have on my laptop is a case, or like a hard shell. It makes it black.
Yes. But if you think I should get into the sticker business?
No, not really.
No.
But if you do get some Android Buffet stickers, I would appreciate some.
Well, I was thinking that if I go and upload the design to a sticker site, then anybody who wanted to could go buy their own stickers.
Ah.
And then a portion of the proceeds could go towards towards our hosting costs.
We have hosting costs?
You do realize that it costs money to distribute the show, right?
I've never had to pay anything.
I'm aware of that.
Should I pay something?
Well, you put in your time.
Would it help if I also put in my money?
We'll talk. I don't know if that should be a public conversation. But, I think stickers are nice. You promote it to all of your stickery friends. Anyway, moving along. Tell me if you're interested in stickers for Buffet for Android. Anyway, LibreOffice Viewer has hit the Google Play Store. So if you have your LibreOffice files, you now may view your LibreOffice files.
Eh.
I want to be able to view my LibreOffice files.
All right.
Well, actually,
have LibreOffice files?
Yeah, that's what I do when I want to do more fancy word processing. Most of the time, I just use VI.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, I use gedit. I'm big on text editors for some reason. I don't need anything fancy.
Oh.
Anyway.
I'm a big Sublime text guy.
Well, for years, I used to use LotusWorks 1.0.
Ew.
Long after it was no longer popular. I was thinking about this. Well, I was thinking about this earlier today because I was going through some of the backup files that I extracted off of my failed server and was moving to my NAS. I think I told you the whole NAS failed file server thing. I didn't?
I'm not saying that.
You don't recall.
I have no comment at this time.
I'll give you the simple one-liner. Homebrew server failed. Person goes to store, buys NAS, because does not feel like spending the time to rebuild the thing from scratch, even though rebuilding a NAS and extracting everything to it is still a big job. Sure. Puts drives in NAS, starts copying data, mirroring data, doing a bunch of things, but still needs to reorganize the data because has not reorganized it since 2009. There must be something useful in there. I think I have my original 2009 Thunderbird profile directory. I can't even remember when I stopped using Thunderbird. Anyway, but that's the end. It's not that exciting a story, but I found a bunch of old files from when I used to use LotusWorks that I just kept copying over and over again.
It wasn't that exciting a story, but I got to tell you, I was riveted.
Yes, remind me to tell you next time of how, in the near future, these files will be synced automatically by the new NAS to Amazon S3.
No. Will they be encrypted on your side before they make it to S3?
I haven't decided yet.
That would be like the bomb.
I haven't decided. Worst case scenario, somebody extracts my homework from when I was in high school. I'm not sure
you should allow that.
Why? Somebody might plagiarize my horrible work?
They might.
Okay, well, we'll move along.
Moving along.
Okay, Amazon Music 4.3 now has a special section for Prime Music, which I have a review from somebody who said has a not bad selection. It's a glowing endorsement.
Well, you know, you get what you can get when you can get it and where you can get it, right?
Well, I choose to think of it this way. I don't care about current music, which means many companies fill their back catalog with older stuff.
Yes.
So I may like it if I actually spend time looking through their catalog. Although I really do have to rip these CDs I got. I haven't gotten around to it. I have a 1931 to 1968 anthologies of the Mills Brothers. I'm a big fan.
I don't know who they are.
Which
I'm sure does not surprise you.
Well, they're very inspiring. They basically were well known for being able to use their voices as accompanying instruments, which is considered one of the forerunners of the later movements towards vocal harmony.
Isn't that what you call a cappella?
Not precisely. A cappella would be multiple people singing, where they had multiple people sing, but many of them were imitating instruments in order to sound as if they had a
beatboxing.
You're talking about when somebody goes
something like that.
No, they were trying to. They were mostly imitating wind instruments such as trumpets, trombones, etc. This was the forerunner of doo-wop, where they were using noise to, you know, create vocal harmony.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm a big fan. Anyway, of doo-wop also. But moving along, Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides have been updated to add more desktop Office Suite features, so they continue to make it more like a full experience instead of a viewer.
So things like spell checking.
Spell checking is a feature people want.
What?
This surprises you?
No.
Have you ever tried to type a long sentence on a smartphone keyboard and been annoyed at typos because you have big hands? This has happened to me. I don't like typos.
I don't make typos.
I have trouble hitting the correct key on a smartphone keyboard. That's why for the longest time I had that hardware keyboard when I had the Droid 2 and the Droid 3. But then you couldn't get a hardware keyboard, so I just had to live with my disability of having big fingers and trying to push them onto my screen. And compensated by getting a bigger screen. You don't remember this?
I do.
Okay. It's my not-so-secret shame.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're going to get things like the word processing has a real-time spell checker. The, what do you call Excel things? Spreadsheets. The spreadsheets app will let you hide rows and columns and...
So it's becoming more spreadsheety.
Yeah.
That's good. I like spreadsheets. They're useful.
They are. They add.
Anyway, moving along. Field Trip has been updated to version 2.0, which not only has the material redesign, but new content providers. I uninstalled Field Trip. It never seemed to tell me about anything interesting. But maybe now that it has new content providers, maybe when I walk by a place, it'll tell me about something interesting I want to know. Microsoft is apparently integrating Skype directly into Windows 10, which worries me because what will happen to me? What happens if I can't communicate with you, Jerry?
We need to get off of Skype anyway. You are aware that talking to you is the only reason I have Skype installed. Like, the only.
You do realize.
No other reason.
You do realize that talking to you is one of only two reasons why I have Skype installed.
The other is talking to your mom?
Now that she's discovered it. But I might not have suggested it if I didn't have it installed to talk to you. Well,
we should get off of Skype.
Yes, but how do you disappoint somebody who wants to put your entire family on a video camera in front of you? I can't get off Skype. That would hurt all their feelings. Besides, trying to convince my mother to switch platforms is as hard as trying to get her on a platform in the first place. But,
you know, politicians have the same problem.
Okay. But maybe, you know, we should stick with Skype so that we can get the new hologram interface. So you can put on your HoloLenses, and it will look like the other person is in the room with you.
Have you seen these things?
They seem a bit unwieldy.
Okay, but the early prototypes, they, from what I have heard, they're straight awesome. Because bear in mind, they're not like Oculus Rift where they cannot see the things.
Well, they're augmented reality. They're augmented reality. They overlay over what you're seeing instead of virtual reality where they completely replace what you're seeing.
This is what I need in my life. I need to be able to walk around and the glasses recognize somebody that I should know. And it, you know, highlights their face and it tells me their name and maybe some interesting tidbit about them that I can use for conversation.
So what you're saying is it will help people who have deteriorating memories or already deteriorated memories.
Oh God, yes.
Okay.
I like them. I think they're amazing. Sign me up, baby. Okay. I mean, I worry about the resolution, but.
Well, you always worry about the resolution. You have five monitors sitting around you.
No, I have five monitors connected to this computer. I have two more monitors behind me.
What do they do again?
They're hooked up to another computer, and I also have a TV on the wall that I'm about to hook into this computer.
Oh, I have a TV on the wall also. I really regretted that on Friday where I was trying to plug something in and I hit the bottom of the TV with my head.
Why would you do that?
Not on purpose. But it was at that time I really regretted mounting the television there. I was plugging something in.
Okay.
But it hurt. Anyway, my pain aside, moving along. Oh, yes. Amazon has killed Amazon Wallet after only 6 months.
Wait.
Why? You didn't like Amazon Wallet? Or you like that they're willing to kill things?
Both. If it ain't working, kill it. Am I on mute?
No.
Nope, not on mute.
What makes you think you're on mute? If it doesn't work, kill it. I wasn't disagreeing with you.
Okay.
I think there are enough competing wallet programs out there. I don't think the wallet space is going to suffer. You've heard that Soft Wallet, which used to be ISIS, is now going, apparently Google is looking to buy it. So basically the wallet that was created in response to Google Wallet because people didn't want Google to have that power is apparently folding possibly into Google Wallet.
That's funny.
Everyone will be getting Windows 10 free of charge.
Everybody that already has Windows. Well, and only for the first year.
You're telling me that most people won't get it if it's free? The whole point is that you can finally do what Microsoft has not been able to do for years, which is get people off of legacy platforms. They still have more people on XP than anything else.
If you're on XP, I don't think you get it.
You don't.
You have to be on 7 or 8.
Yeah,
or
I'm 8. Just 1. Saying that this would solve a large percentage of the problem, which is once you have a large install base who's on the new platform, you may encourage some of those other people to change over also. But it's time to kill legacy.
I don't know. The whole Cortana thing on the desktop seems kind of interesting. Hmm. I mean, especially for me, I'm in my office by myself most of the time, so I would not have a problem talking to my computer. I talk to it anyway. I just have to give it commands that it knows and could do something with and not just, you know, ignore me complaining at it.
Well, the best I can tell you is when I was younger, if you were walking down the street and there was somebody coming in the other direction who was talking to themselves and nobody else was around, you assumed that they were an escaped mental patient or a homeless individual, possibly.
And both. Now you just assume that you can't see their Bluetooth headset.
Which is very scary because they could still be an escaped mental patient.
Yeah, but does it matter? Let them keep talking. They ain't hurting nobody.
How do you know?
Because they're walking down the middle of the street talking to themselves. If they were walking down the middle of the street shooting people, that's different. Okay. But if they're just walking down the sidewalk talking to themselves, they're not hurting anybody. Leave them be. Not everybody's got to be sane.
I suppose it's not a prerequisite. I'm just saying I can't tell the sane people easily from the insane people. I know.
It's funny.
Which one are you again?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're the one who you're the one who talks to your computer and expects it to talk back.
No, I don't expect it to talk back.
Yes, but in a few years it will talk.
I do talk to it.
In a few years, you will expect it to talk back, and yet another indicator that you might be insane has been eliminated from me. All of my
So you're just looking for indicators that people are insane. Why? Does it matter?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about what I would do if somebody met all of my indicators for being insane.
Buy them a beer.
I don't drink.
I didn't say buy yourself a beer. I said buy them a beer.
So what you want me to do is have a drunk, insane person around? Isn't that just tempting fate?
I'd say living in New York is tempting fate.
What do you have against New York?
It's cold, yo!
During the winter?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have like 10-month-long winters.
Really?
In my opinion.
I think you've confused us for parts of the Northwest Territory.
I don't think so.
Okay. If you say so.
Anyway, can you explain this next one to me? Because I didn't get it.
Okay, there's a proposed bill that may get us all supposedly net neutrality, but would eliminate the ability of the FCC to regulate anything. Isn't that simple?
Okay, so are we looking at the FCC as the only source of net neutrality on the planet?
Well, it would essentially, the proposal would ban broadband providers from discriminating against certain types of web traffic. However, by doing so, it would undermine the authority of the FCC to regulate anything, which would mean that it would create all sorts of other obstacles to basically a free and open internet. So it would prohibit data throttling, blocking, and internet fast lanes. It would require providers to share with consumers information about the performance of their internet service. But it would mean that the FCC subsequently couldn't do anything. So it's some of that net neutrality stuff you're going to get, but in exchange, your regulators are going to have no regulatory power.
Well, then somebody's got to regulate them.
You may notice that there are some divisions of politics that believe that government regulation is a bad thing. You know, they go out there and say, no more government regulation. And then they pass laws deregulating things. And then we have a major financial crisis because nobody is watching people. And then they don't realize that if you don't have limits on what people can do, then they'll do whatever they want, even if it destroys the entire country.
So tell me how you really feel.
About what? I am in favor of sane regulation. I don't think that things should be overregulated, but I also don't think they should be underregulated.
That's kind of like an impossible task.
Isn't everything a narrow road between one extreme and the other extreme? I take a centrist view. So I believe that there should be only enough regulation as is necessary. Now, admittedly, you can have a bunch of people arguing about what is necessary. One would hope that at the end, the compromise is as close to acceptable as it can be.
Hmm. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you believe in anarchy?
As in, like, believe it exists?
No, do you believe that the world should exist in a state of anarchy?
By and large, I'll go with no.
Okay. The whole purpose of a government is that people cede their freedom to do whatever they want for a shared agreement of how to behave. That's what law is. It's okay. Yes, of course.
Civilization. I thought that was just people acting civilized.
Well, again, that's individual people voluntarily saying that they won't do anything, not a society. So society decides what is acceptable, and the law is the way of them codifying that so that people know what is acceptable as a group. For example, there is nothing that stops me from going, walking down the street, finding the first person I see and saying, you looked at me funny, I'm going to shoot you. But that is against the law because us as a society have said that random shootings in the street are a bad thing.
Right, but back before there was that law, everybody had a gun. So if you were going to pull a gun on somebody, you kind of had to expect that they would pull a gun on you. And I think it encouraged people to act more civilized.
What? Everybody having a gun?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in favor of everybody having a gun?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a gun?
Nope.
Okay. Do you intend to get a gun?
After my kid moves out.
Okay. So you think there are exceptions even to your own beliefs? As long as you think that it would be bad to have a gun as long as there is a child around because there's potential danger. So you are limiting your freedom and what you want to do in favor of the greater good of your household. Is that correct?
I believe that the threat that I may have a gun is sufficient. If guns are common enough that it is a reasonable expectation that any random stranger that you run into may or probably has a gun on them, it is likely to affect your behavior to encourage you to be kinder, more considerate, and more polite.
So what you're saying is that that our entire society should be based on the fear of anybody we meet and what they may or may not do with us?
It worked between the U.S. and Russia for how many years?
Not indefinitely. Either way, the best that I can tell you about that is when I drive, I always assume that the other people on the road are trying to kill me. That may or may not make me a safer driver, but it does make me a more cautious driver.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Now, would you be even more cautious Would you be a more polite driver if all the other cars were armed with 50 caliber machine guns and it was kind of legal to shoot them?
No. I think I'm a polite driver. I think I'm a polite driver right now. I'd be a terrified out of my mind driver if every car had machine guns. I've seen what some of these people do on the road. They're aggressive enough and you want to arm them. And I bet
if everybody had 50 caliber machine guns in their car, those people doing stupid things on the road, they wouldn't do them anymore. And if they did, they wouldn't do them for very long.
If that happens, Jerry, I'm redoubling my approval of public transportation.
Might also encourage public transportation use.
Oh, are you suggesting that my bus driver needs to have a, because he has more people on the bus, he should have a higher caliber? Everybody else has 50 caliber machine guns. He should have a higher caliber. Or maybe he should have multiple machine guns and some heat-seeking missiles.
No. I'm suggesting that people that are not equipped to deal with the consequences of acting poorly would take measures to prevent themselves from acting poorly. If they can't drive in a way that will prevent them from getting shot, they will avoid driving, which means they'll take public transportation. That's what I was implying.
What about me? I'm just afraid of people shooting me, and I don't want to shoot other people.
Then I reckon you'll either drive safe or you'll stay home.
But you see, the thing is, I would not be able to drive safely because I'd be afraid that all the people around me would be trying to kill me. I would be terrified to drive if everybody around me was armed and prepared to use their guns in the event that they thought I did anything. Because the first time somebody feels that I cut them off, regardless of whether or not I actually did or not, what they're going to do is they're going to shoot me.
Then don't cut them off.
I didn't say I was. I said they feel that I cut them off.
So you're probably going to avoid getting even close enough to them that they could consider you having cut them off?
I'm going to sell my car and walk everywhere, which is probably good for me.
That's good for nature. It's good for the world. It's good for you. I'm not seeing a downside here.
My work is too far for me to walk to it.
Then you won't walk, or you'll leave home earlier.
Oh, I have a coworker who takes public transportation to work. They're always late.
Well, that's his fault.
I don't know about that. They just discontinued the bus. The bus doesn't come after a certain hour anymore. I thought it was budget cuts.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with living in a world where there are consequences.
No, I agree with you about consequences. I'm just saying that you're trusting everybody in the universe to responsibly deal with the power to kill everybody else. And I'm assuming
no,
that...
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I believe that there will be people that will take this freedom and use it irresponsibly. And I expect that the people who use it irresponsibly will be dealt with by the people who use it responsibly.
Okay, so we're a vigilante society in your vision.
No, we could be a self-policing society.
Okay, good luck with that. I'll live over here in what is admittedly a very imperfect world where a lot of laws don't make sense, where the laws are not enforced evenly, and where there's not a level playing field, but I still feel safer. And Jerry?
You know, regardless of what the TV shows imply, prison is pretty safe.
I don't want to go to prison. I don't care how safe I'd be there.
But you want to live in a world that is basically prison? I'm not sure I follow the difference.
I think you're taking it to an extreme again.
I think you took it to an extreme first.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're the one who's suggesting people drive around with cars that have 50 caliber machine guns mounted on them, and I took it to an extreme?
No, you're the one that brought up the driving stuff. I just followed your lead.
And took it to an insane extreme.
Oh, okay.
I think 50 caliber machine guns mounted on everybody's automobile seems like a sequel to a Mad Max movie, not necessarily reality. But that's my opinion.
I don't know. Maybe that's what Mad Max... You know they're coming out with a new Mad Max movie.
I've heard.
Mad Max 5 or something like that?
I don't know. I didn't see the other four.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been watching very many movies lately. I forget what the last movie I saw was. Oh, I know. I rewatched The Taking of Pelham 123 in commemoration of the death of its director, John Sargent. Classic movie. Anyway, that should bring us to the end of our episode before we talk more about our future... society?
No, man. My vision for society isn't going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, it's a theory I have. I don't know how I would feel living in it. Call it a thought experiment.
Anyway, shall we adjourn for the evening? I get the impression that tomorrow may involve me moving 2 feet of snow, possibly getting buried by a snowdrift. So if I'm not here next week, it means that I've violated the city's emergency outing law, and I've been arrested or severely punished as a result. If that doesn't happen, I'll see you on Monday. Monday will be the 2nd of February. Jerry?
Oh, look at that. I was muted.
Yes, I was waiting to hear your final thought.
I don't know how much of it. Anyway, okay, so yes. So I don't expect that you will do anything that will prevent your appearance next week.
Well, you know, I could get on the road and get shot up by one of those 50 caliber machine guns.
At which point you will be insane.
I think I actually have a title for the episode.
Cars don't have 50 caliber guns on them.
I'm sure somebody does.
So anyway, what's the title for the episode?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would get a reference to the movie that we just discussed that I referenced in regard. So I thought I would title the episode Mad Jerry Beyond Jacksonville.
Okay.
So you can be the title character of a Mad Max-like movie where you go beyond Jacksonville.
I don't want to go beyond Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville.
Or you can visit Orlando and Tampa.
No, them pools are crazy.
Oh, that reminds me. Is Tampa a nice place?
We got Verizon Fios.
Well, no, I have a friend who is tired of the cold and is thinking of trying to apply for a transfer to his employer's Tampa division.
Sure. Not bad.
Well, he asked me, and I haven't been to Tampa since I was at Busch Gardens as a kid. And I don't think that's really... when you say, what are the people in Tampa like, being at Busch Gardens is probably not a good way of ascertaining that. Anyway, okay. I'm having a weird day, so I probably should adjourn now.
All right. You have a good night, man. See you next week. Good night. Good luck with all the snow and stuff.
I'll try.